That's really what it is. And the more you understand the evil within you, the more you can face it externally. Now, with that being said, let's dive into it and go into the different definitions or aspects of evil.
Okay, so we're going to start with Steiner's definition of evil. And he really talks about Ahriman and Lucifer, which are the fallen angels. So I'm just going to be honest, I'm not an anthroposophy scholar or expert in any way or form. I've studied it through my own psycho-spiritual studies. So I'm going to be reading actually a really great definition of it by Jeremy Smith, who's from the Anthropopper website, so you can Google him. And he says, Steiner does not make a straight distinction between good on one hand and evil on the other. Instead, he has two poles of evil, which he calls Lucifer and Ahriman. And Steiner saw Lucifer and Ahriman as not only forces or tendencies which affect humankind and draw us towards evil, but also as actual beings. So he's already getting into the occult aspect of it. And he says, unlike the Christ, these forces can take up their abode in our astral bodies, like similar to Wetiko, the seat of our desires and emotions, and thus exercise a strong influence on us from within. So there's spiritual forces that can basically take over us, is what he's trying to say. And he says, Lucifer encourages the tendency in human beings towards expansiveness, inflation, egotism, sensuality, passion, and ungrounded spirituality.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Lucifer is the being who tells us that we are like the gods, knowing both good and evil, whereas Ahriman tells us that there is no God and that material reality is the only reality. So this is materialism. And materialism is like, trust the science, the church of scientism, anything that you can't prove with scientific methods is not real, like the soul, spirit isn't real. This is the world we live in, actually. And then he goes on and he says, Ahriman represents tendencies towards contraction, reduction, splitting, materialism, over-intellectualization, mm-hmm. lying, and the denial of spiritual realities. This leads to the idea that we are only physical beings. Both of these beings also play a helpful role and are in fact indispensable for human life. As the first awakens us to our freedom, Lucifer, while the second helps provides us the capacity for speech and thinking, Ahriman. These two forces work in harmony at the present time, even though they appeal to different instincts within us. And he says the way to deal with these two poles of evil is to seek the balance in the middle, which is represented by Christ, your heart, your soul, in other language. However, because Ahriman can only work through the seat of our desires, but Christ can only work through our I, the real I, our individuality, this means the struggle is not an equal one. Our individuality has to so develop that it can, in time, learn to recognize and resist the many temptations offered by Lucifer and Ahriman. Christ provides the active plane of balance between the opposing forces of Lucifer coming from above and Ahriman coming from below. So Christ is like the unifying center of the heart, actually. And so Lucifer appeals above all to our pride and ambition, making us think that we have no limitations. Yet he is also the being who set us out on our evolutionary path to freedom. But Lucifer does not want us to be truly conscious, nor to acquire an egohood independent of himself. And he goes on to continue, in our present age, Ahriman is a greater threat to us than Lucifer. He is infinitely clever and is helping us to develop our technological civilization. He wishes us to advance at breakneck speed long before our individuality and moral nature are ready for such advances. He wishes to foreshorten our development so that we never reach our true goal, but only a false goal of enjoyment and endless material possessions.
So that's just a, sorry to interrupt, but that's basically transhumanism in a nutshell. Right?
Exactly. There. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. And he says the scientists, the technologicists, and the inventor are Ahriman's natural prey, but all of us can fall victim to his temptations. Mm-hmm. Wherever there is egoism and love of power, entry is made easy for him. That's the key point. And it seems possible to me that we're living, he goes on to continue, we're living in the time of Ahriman's incarnation. Ahriman is a lord of death, and his will is to materialize human thinking into dead thinking to such an extent that the soul becomes fettered to the physical body and to an ever-materialized earth, effectively cutting human beings off from their spiritual home as an Ahrimanic form of mortality. This is nothing than the spiritual death. And then he ends and he says something that we're going to talk about later as well, that the main things that we can do about this is work with prayer. And he says, prayer is the most important deterrent against the forces of evil in the world today. One person working with the light is able to offset 1,000 working against it. Each one of us is asked daily to send our light to the spiritual hierarchies. Due to the escalating attacks, the angelic world needs more of our light energy to help alleviate the mounting stress and to assist in the affairs of humankind. And then secondly, he says, we have to wake up to what's going on and we have to keep ourselves informed about the nature of evil.
Excellent. Thank you so much for summarizing. Very interesting. In a sense, it resembles these evil, occult, hostile forces, similar to integral yoga perspective or Vaitiko. A lot of it, we go deeper, way deeper in the second hour, but that these evil forces like Ahriman, he writes, can work through the seed of desires, right? Or through our own mind. So basically evil forces take a hold of something within ourselves. It's not really out there.
Yeah.
And it manifests through us. We have to really understand this from this bigger picture perspective that this personality we tend to identify with, this ego, is an illusion in that sense, because we are transducers of higher forces, higher energies. And it's all about what we align ourselves with, like what he mentioned, even Christ or divine higher light beings or evil forces that can easily take a hold of us, usually through temptation and all kinds of desires. Even remember Sri Aurobindo talked to, the big three temptations of humanity are money, sex, and power. And instead of rejecting these three forces, we need to save it or regain it from the hostile forces to bring it under the service of the divine.